Hello.
Hi, my name is Sandra with XBO Logistics. How are you today?
Good. Where are you from?
XBO Logistics, my technicians are at your home installing your dishwasher.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And he stated he would need to replace that water valve for you, and that would be a $94 charge. And I
Can
was
I
just
write you a
calling to get that
check?
payment.
Can I write you a check?
Yes, ma'am. Let me check with the supervisor to see if he can take a check. Hold on just a second. Still waiting on a response, ma'am. Thank you for holding for me. Thank you for honing for me, ma'am. And my supervisor informed that we can take
Oh,
a
you can
check.
take
I
the
would have to
check?
get, yes, ma'am. I just have to get the check number and authorization code from the check. What's
Oh,
the
this is
authorization
just
code? Hold on just one second, ma'am, and let me find out what the authorization code is. I'm just waiting on a reply, ma'am. Thank you for your patience.
It's all right. I could use my debit.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
Hi, I was still just waiting on a response from a supervisor. I do apologize for the hold, ma'am. Just takes them a long time.
Yeah, 'cause I gotta leave in about 15 minutes, so gotta make it snappy.
Yes, ma'am. Now, you don't have any type debit card or
Well, I
credit card
got
to
one,
pay
but I
with?
prefer to write a check.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Then I have to wait on my supervisor to let us know the information.
The breaker box is in the bedroom. It's behind there. Yes. Now, could I vacuum underneath there? Yeah. Hello? I'll just use my debit.
Hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm still here. Well, you said you
just
use your debit card?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, is the information on your card the same that's on your order, the name and address?
Yes.
Okay, I can just copy and paste that information for you. Hold on just a couple of moments.
That's my charge card. I'm using my debit for this.
Is the name and address different?
No.
Then I just have to put that information on there for you. Hold on just a second.
Steve, I need a flashlight. I can't see the first number. All right, when she calls.
Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. And now the email that they have on your order is bacond60@icloud.com. Is that still a good email address?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. They'll send you a virtual receipt. Okay. System's loading up for you. I'll be able to take that card information for you in just a second. Okay. Now, what type of card is it?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. And you can go ahead with that card number whenever you're ready.
5424322326252942. You're charging only $94, right?
That's correct, ma'am. And for security purposes, I need you to repeat that card number for me. Hello, ma'am.
762.
Oh, ma'am, you were breaking in and out if you were speaking.
762.
And now, ma'am, I need you to read the card number for me.
I read you the card number. You didn't get it?
Yes, ma'am, but for security purposes, we need you to repeat it to us.
5424322326252942.
Thank you, ma'am. And the expiration date on your card?
5/23.
Thank you, ma'am. And the system's loading up. I'll let you know if it takes that payment in just 1 second. Thank you for holding for me, ma'am. The system accepted your payment. You will receive an email confirmation.
Okay.
And thank you for using XBO Logistics. You have a good day.
So it's $94 even?
Yes, ma'am. Just $94.
All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thank you for using XBL Logistics. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.